I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. If you've witnessed one of the many recent Northern Lights displays spilling all the way to the southern states, you have the sun's heartburn to thank. Essentially, every 11 years, the sun gets some nuclear indigestion and burps out a lot more solar flares and gases. When the ejected particles hit our atmosphere, they ignite into neon rainbow ribbon sheets of ionized plasma gas that we call aurora. A team of South Korean engineers is harnessing their own kind of aurora to recycle the once impossible to recycle plastic resins. First, they create plasma by heating hydrogen to between 1800 and 3600 degrees Fahrenheit. Then, they feed in these super robust resins. You'd think they'd char like steaks cooked with a jet engine, but they don't. The high-intensity hydrogen cracks the polymer chains into their root ingredients of ethylene and benzene, all in 1/10 of a second. These base products are almost as clean and pure as virgin plastic, so they fetch a high price on the manufacturing market. But before we applaud and aurora, the plasma torch has not been tested outside of the laboratory, and you can't isolate or heat hydrogen without burning a ton of fossil fuels. So this technology has a long way to go before it becomes as good a pollution solution as, say, composting food scraps. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.